This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Category 16A wit beer. This is a Whitkirk in a nice blue can. I have no problem with canned beers from Europe. They're often fresher that way over here. So, don't let that deter you. It's a 5% alcohol beer, so it's a typical strength. This looks like a wit beer. It's very, very cloudy. The cloudiness, you know, has a permanency to it. It can't see through it at all. It's a pale yellow color, almost a milky cast about it in the cloudiness. It's got a pure white head. It's sort of rocky. And settling slowly. So all that's very normal. Give that a 3 for appearance. Smelling it, get a light grainy sweetness, some spicy wheat, a little bit of lemony tartness, some perfumey coriander. It's got a nice citrus, spice, herbal note to it. It seems very clean, very fresh. As it warms, I'm getting more of a little bit of a malty sweetness. Maybe just a hint of vanilla. It's all very nicely balanced. I'm going to give that an 11 for aroma. Taste it. A little bit of malty sweetness initially. Zesty citrus flavor, sort of lemony and orangey, low bitterness. It's got an off-dry finish, very smooth palate, light herbal flavor, probably from hops. I'm getting a medium-low honey flavor, a touch of vanilla. Medium-low wheat. It's very clean in the palate. Again, nice, very fresh flavors like that. Yeah, it's very interesting to get the sort of sweet, spicy, fruity, herbal, plus the sort of honey vanilla flavors. That's a lot of moving parts in a beer like this, and you know, that adds to a lot of interest, because every sip you take, you get something a little different. So that's all very interesting. I like that. So I'll give it a 18 for flavor. So it seems to be a medium body, maybe a medium to medium high carbonation. The combination makes it seem a little thick. You know, the body is a little on the high side and the carbonation is a little on the low side. If that was adjusted a little bit, it would be more typical and certainly more refreshing. It has a light acidity, smooth, silky palate, no warming or astringency. So I'm going to give it a 4, like I said, for that little bit of off balance in the just feeling a little heavy. So overall, it's a tasty beer, fairly refreshing, nicely developed flavors, looks perfect. I like that it has all those flavor components in there, and that the fruit and spice is used with a light hand. Some American versions tend to overdo the spicing. You know, the best spices are subtle. I like that the bitterness is low, because that lets the spicing and flavors come through without any interference. The only knock is it just seems a little thick on the palate. But I do like the little bit of acidity in there that does tend to help offset it a little. It's a nice, fresh, fresh beer. The can certainly helped keep it fresh. So I'd call that a good example. I'll give it a 9 overall. So that totals up to a 45. Good beer. So I believe this example was added in the latest version of the style, the 2008 version of the style guidelines. But it certainly is very authentic. Good flavors all around. So that is the Whitkirk. It's brewed by Bavik. Been to that brewery. They make decent pills for Belgium. So that's the Whitkirk Category 16A Whitbeer.